Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Thursday, the 23rd of March, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Tom Rado. Prince William meets and thanks soldiers for defending freedom at military base an hour's drive from the Ukrainian border on surprise trip to Poland this week. William told soldiers during day one of his hitherto undisclosed two-day trip at an air defense military base in the southeastern city of Rzeszów that their work to keep an eye on the situation in Ukraine is really important. The base, made up of a coalition of British, Polish and US troops, is helping to aid support to Ukraine. Major Richard Kay, who met the prince, said, "We're here to protect critical national infrastructure in the region." William also visited Polish soldiers at the 3rd Brigade Territorial Defence Force base and an accommodation centre in Warsaw to meet with Ukrainian refugees who have fled and found sanctuary in the Polish capital. The prince will later today meet President Duda at the presidential palace and visit a local food hall to speak with Ukrainian refugees. He is then planned to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, the famous monument dedicated to Polish soldiers who lost their lives in conflict. Solidarna Polska aimed to ensure the independence of the state forests of Poland. In a few days, Solidarna Polska will start their campaign of collecting signatures for a civic draft act to ensure the independence of the state forests and forest management from EU regulations. This is the answer to, as some politicians have called it, the attempts of Eurocrats. The initiative, which is supported by some in the forestry industry, is a reaction to an EU proposal which assumes the transfer of forestry matters from the competence of national authorities to the European Union community. Last week, the party announced that it would submit a civic bill to protect Poland against such regulations. Representatives in Gdańsk have stated that the Legislative Initiative Committee is to be registered in a few days. Deputy Minister of Agriculture, Janusz Kowalski, expressed hope that the new law would be passed during this parliamentary term. Toruń awarded 2026 World Indoor Championships. The city of Toruń, located 200 kilometers south of Gdańsk, recently hosted the European Athletics Indoor Championships in 2021, and World Athletics President Sebastian Coe pointed to Poland's track record as a reliable host. Poland is a regular host of World Athletics Series events, having staged the World Athletics Relays in Silesia in 2021 and the World Athletics Half Marathon Championships in Gdynia in 2020, underlying their commitment to our sport on a global level, Coe said in a statement. On the same day, the 2024 World Athletics Race Walking Team Championships was awarded to the city of Antalya in Turkey. The next major athletics event will be the World Athletics Championships in Budapest, to be held over 9 days in August this year. Defending tennis champion Iga Świątek withdraws from Miami Open due to rib injury. The world number one was due to play American Claire Liu in the second round of the tournament today after receiving a bye. However, Świątek revealed in a statement on social media that she had been struggling with a rib injury sustained during last month's Qatar Open, which she went on to win.
The weather.
Today will be rainy and overcast for most of the day, with showers continuing into the evening and overnight. A moderate breeze is expected coming in from the southwest. Daytime temperatures will see a high of 14 degrees Celsius or 52 degrees Fahrenheit, with expected lows of 7 degrees Celsius or 45 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Tomorrow's weather will be similar, bringing infrequent showers with a higher chance of brighter weather as we continue into the weekend. This has been the Radio Gdańsk English Service News and Weather. Take care and stay safe.